You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm not sure of our position on that particular bill, so I can't comment on that right now.
It's a kind of bird. This is the bird they're endorsing for Bird of the Year.
The Wire.
Greenpeace is calling on the government to move beyond what is described as a band-aid solution to the energy crisis. Instead, they're pushing for long-term investment in renewable energy and public transport. I spoke with Program Director Niamh Flynn at Greenpeace Aotearoa about their concerns.
Greenpeace has described the government's response to the energy crisis as a bit of a band-aid fix. Can you unpack what that looks like in practice?
I mean, as you can see from the climate impacts that people across the country are facing today. We're in a climate crisis, and in a warming climate, what we really need is to figure out how our country can have energy security while not making the same crisis worse. And right now the government is continuing down this path of total fossil fuel frenzy instead of investing in the renewable energy that we need to get through this.
Concerns have been raised about growing reliance on fossil fuels. What recent decisions do you think are contributing most to that?
The last 2 years, making our country more fossil fuel dependent. You can look at some examples like cutting the clean car discount. So now electric vehicles are a lot less accessible to people, notably after Luxon himself used the discount. Cancelling cycleways, cutting public transport, changing the fuel efficiency standards and increasing speed limits. So all across the board, making it harder for people to move around the country in a sustainable way. But the big one is also wanting to spend billions on an LNG import terminal, which would lock us into a future of fossil fuels, really expensive fossil fuels, when what we know is that actually wind and solar are the cheapest forms of energy generation.
The government has framed some of these decisions as around affordability and economic growth. How do you see that trade-off?
I mean, I don't really think it's affordable for New Zealanders who are already struggling with the cost of living to then pay a tax in their energy bills for the new LNG terminal that the Luxon government's proposing. Certainly, I don't think any New Zealanders who are having to fill up their petrol vehicles at the pump are feeling like Luxon is doing much to make the world more affordable for them in this energy crisis.
Greenpeace has suggested alternatives like expanding public transport and cycleways. How achievable are those in the short term?
One of the problems is that successive governments in Aotearoa have not just got on and done the alternative changes that we need to see to have a fossil-free society. So we need to really just get on and start building the alternatives, the cycleways, the public transport. I mean, you could immediately make public transport free, and that would immediately make public transport more accessible for New Zealanders. But to actually transition, we need government decisions that actually allow us to get on and do it.
There has been a push for more renewable energy like wind and solar. What are the main barriers slowing that down?
I think really it's the government deciding to just heavily invest in wind and solar energy. I mean, we saw recently that we had two major wind and offshore wind energy companies coming to look at Aotearoa. We've been called the Saudi Arabia of wind. However, this government has chosen to really push to try and get seabed mining happening in the South Taranaki Bight. We can't have offshore wind and seabed mining. So it's a really clear choice that we need to make as a country. And the government backs the horse of seabed mining instead of renewable wind energy.
Do you think there are risks in moving away from fossil fuels too quickly, or is the bigger risk not moving fast enough?
The biggest risk is not moving fast enough away from fossil fuels. We've had years of knowing that we need to transition away from fossil fuels. The best time would have been decades ago. The next best time is now. We really need to make that transition so that New Zealanders are not energy insecure.
How important is this move with gas prices rising across the country?
What we're seeing is New Zealanders unable to move themselves around the country, and that's particularly, it particularly makes rural New Zealanders vulnerable. and people who are already struggling with the cost of living very vulnerable.
For everyday New Zealanders, what would these changes look like?
For everyday New Zealanders, it would be great if we could see cheap, reliable public transport options so that we can get to school and work and move about the country in a way that's not damaging the planet and also is affordable. And that could be done immediately.
That was Nevo Flynn from Greenpeace on the energy crisis in Aotearoa and our move to renewable energy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.